Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High. Once again, welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters of Israel of Come and See Ministry Bible Study Class. And tonight, the Tuesday night editions of the Sounds of Living Waters, we're dealing with a three-part series. Not to see if we're going to deal with this in three areas, but in three areas, that is to say, yes, born again. What is being born again? Well, we're going to let the scriptures dictate that. You know, we all got our various opinions on it, whether we be Roman Catholics, Roman Christians, or Bible Christians. We all got our opinions on what being born again is, but is the opinion that we have biblical? That goes for all of us. You know, sometimes we throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, sometimes we throw the truth out with the bathwater. I mean, you know, and you can't do that. You know, the truth is what it is. You got to be born again. You must be born again. And we're not talking about physically. You got to take a spiritual change. You can't be the same man. And that's something we actually put together lessons against having a change of mind, having a renewed spirit. We put together lessons against that when we're supposed to be, by all accounts, supporting it. Because the whole thing is that if you don't have a renewed mind, you're not going to see God. If you don't get a new spirit, you're not going to see God. If you're still that old man, you're not going to see God. You must be born again. We're going to look at the scriptures and let the scriptures dictate that. And then there's another born again. That is to say, of the water. You must be baptized. You know, we're going to cover that now tonight. We might touch on that. I don't know. But then there's another born again, and that's a physical. That is to say, when you leave this world and you're born into the next realm, that is to say, you become a spirit being like God, not like an angel, but like God. Then that's another born again when you actually change from one texture to another, from one kind of being to another, to leave one kind of world and to be able to coexist in both. That's when you get that spiritual body. That's another born again. But in between those things, we have this word, before you even get to the part about being actually changed, you got to be changed in the spirit. You got to be changed in your mind. You're not going to see God. We're not going to get that body unless our minds are changed. So let's get into that. I'm going to pray in, and then we're going to get into the scripts, all right? Hey, I got my man Jaleel with me. Praises. He's going to be reading the scripts for us. So everybody, y'all welcome Jaleel. And if you can stand and face Jerusalem, brothers, cover your heads, and sisters, cover your heads as we approach the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brothers and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And about to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them and hear us. And also give them the spirit of the Holy Ghost and give them a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding with the faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
So let's start this in St. John 3:1. When you receive it, read. Yeah.
The elders unto the world belong. That's the one, right?
St. John.
St. John. They don't got no St. John's on.
Oh, okay, my bad. John 1.
Alright. That's not the same one either.
Go read this.
Alright. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher and come from God, for no man can do these miracles thou that doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I see unto thee, except a man born again, or to be born again, and he cannot see the kingdom of God.
So, keep reading.
Gotta go now. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not those things, or not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. And if I have told earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe? If I tell you heavenly things, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but that he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven.
Now, this is the thing. What we did was that we missed the verse, but we're going to go back and get it. It said, right here, it said, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. First of all, you got to be born again to even see the kingdom of God. You know, and then he goes into this thing. What is born again? What is? Then he started explaining it, right? And then he said, Nicodemus said unto him, he asked him a legitimate question. This ain't, he wasn't being facetious. He was asking him a legitimate question. He said, And he saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And there it is. You see, this is that thing. So he said, yeah, I got it. He said, that was born of the flesh is flesh, and that was born of the Spirit is Spirit. Marvel not that I said, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, whether it goeth, so as everyone is born of the Spirit, not again. That's the completion of being born again. You actually spiritually have to face take on the presence of God, and then you have to take on the Spirit. Then you will take on the Spirit, but first you got to take on His Spirit. You got to become like Him. You got to think like Him. He that is born of the water, you have to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Let's look at that. What is this water that he's talking about? Isaiah 44:1. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I've chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which helped thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, thou Jeshurun, whom I've chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit unto thy seed, and my blessings unto thy offspring. There it is. There it is. That's what he said. That's being born of the water and the Spirit. But guess what? He said, I'm going to pour my Spirit on thy seed, right? So how is it that he pours water, his Spirit, on your seed and you being born again? That doesn't make any sense. But look what he just said. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, right? You must be born of the water. You must have a thirst and a hunger for the word of God. You gotta want it. You gotta want it. You gotta desire it. You gotta want the word of God like you don't want to get into the fire. You know, it's a lot of people that don't want to get in the fire when it's that time. Well, now it's the time to want the word of God more than the fire. Because the fire is coming. The word of God is now. So this is that thing. So let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Isaiah 55. Get to book. Isaiah 55 and verse 1.
Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy it, and eat. Ye come buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Stop. He said this, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. But we just got to read in Isaiah 42, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone that thirsts, come to him, and he will come to the water. He will fill those that are thirsty, and he will pour upon you his Spirit. So what is this water that he's talking about right here? What is this water that he's referring to? That's the question. Continue.
Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which is satisfied not, hearkening diligently unto me, and ye eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ears and come into him unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make every everlasting covenant with you, even sure mercies of David.
Stop. So He said this. He said, why are you wasting your time on nothing? You know it's nothing. Why are you wasting your time on that? That ain't going to get you across the street. Why are you putting your money to something that you know better? You see, this is that thing. And then he said, that's satisfied not. You know that when you leave that, you haven't been fulfilled. Not spiritually. We want to be, we longing to be, but we aren't. He said, and he's asking the question. So it's a difference. It's somewhere else that you can actually be quenched. Obviously, he's telling us wherever we are, we must not be quenched because we're thirsty. We still haven't had our thirst quenched for the word of God. You see, this is that thing. And he said, and I will even show them the sure mercies of David. What do you mean? That all our sins which deserve death, and they do, the sins that we committed against God, he said, I'll forgive you, and I'll forgive all of them. Like I did David. And I will give you a throne next to me. If, first thing first, you got to what? Be born of the water. You got to be born of the water, man. You gotta have your head washed, your mind washed. You got to have your spirit washed. In order for those things to take place, people think that, you know, you're just going to get this, you know, because he said it. But you have to do something in order to receive it. You have to do something. Go to Psalms 50 and 1. Psalms 50 and 1. Because people think, man, it's, you know, born again or forgiveness of God is, wait a minute, I think I need, man, 51. This forgiveness of God just come random and, like, you know, it's a given. No, man. No, and on top of that, we got to approach him. We don't even think that, you know, like God owe us something. We have to approach him in order for him to even give us a mind to be born again.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to the loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions.
Look at that. So the first thing, he's not talking about the baptism here, because obviously that's been, you know, this isn't even a baptism. David ain't talking about baptism. He just said, forgive me my sins. Blot out all my transgressions. And what?
Two. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
See, he said, now he's asking this question. He said, now wash me thoroughly, but he said, you must be born of the water. So part of being born of the water is that we must be what? Washed thoroughly. Before you even come up in the first resurrection, you got to be washed thoroughly. People think, you know, we're going to get this thing, like, just because we keep the Sabbath day and we're not washing ourselves spiritually, thoroughly. So what else comes with this born again? How you going to get this born again? Continue.
Against thee, thou only have.
Nope. Yes, read 3.
For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me.
So that's how you end up getting that spirit of being born again. You gotta what?
Acknowledge my transgressions and my sins.
See,
ever before me.
You gotta acknowledge your sins. You gotta repent. Before you even born again, you got to first repent in order for you to be born again, because that gives you the change of mind. When you repent, your mind has changed. Now you are being reshaped. You're reshaping your person. You're reshaping who you are. You're turning from what you were doing onto something better. So your mind has to be washed from things that's old. Continue. And he said, what? I acknowledge my transgressions. So you got to confess your faults, just like John, like when John the Baptist was baptizing everybody, what were they doing? They was confessing their faults at the River Jordan with him. And then was being baptized. They were repenting, confessing their sins before God, and went into the water. Some of us, we aren't allowing the people to do that when they're being baptized. We're not allowing them to confess their faults or their sins, and then go into the water with them in the air and come out a new person on the other side. Continue.
Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and sin, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts, that thou make me into know wisdom. Purge me, I shall, and shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Stop. So he's asking him, look, I was born in sin. My mother was born in sin. We didn't even have a chance in this decision, in that matter. But I'm asking you to forgive me and have mercy on my sins. I'm confessing them. Now I'm asking you to at least change my mind and give me a new being and a new walk. And it's what he said. He said, wash me, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean, for you desire truth in a hidden part. What if I'm lying to myself and the people around me? He ain't desiring nothing that we talking about or doing or praying. He said, if we forsake the law, our prayers are abomination. That's all to it. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Where do wisdom come from? The word of God. So in order for you to receive this born-again spirit, you have to first repent, like, all get out, and then beg the God of Israel for mercy to wash you. You got to beg him. You got to seek him. You know, that's the thing. We think we got carte blanche on the word of God. No, you don't. No, we don't. You're supposed to seek his face daily. I mean, like that. You know, people think they got you figured. They ain't got you figured. They don't know where you at in your ears. As long as you searching out the Lord, he see you searching him out. Don't worry about that. People do things for show. I need to see this and I need to see that. No, you don't. Because my relationship between God is mine. And it's not supposed to be put on the stage to convince you that I believe in God. Your conversation is right here. Lord, please have mercy and wash me with your word that I may be born again. Lord, allow me to be born of this water that you're talking about. This. Wash me with this. We don't.
Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy spirit.
Thy free spirit.
Mm-hmm. Then will I teach transgressors the way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Stop. So he said this. He said, God, have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart. Right? Because remember now, we got to be born again. So you got to beg, you got to ask the Lord to create in you a clean heart so that we can be born again, or that he may wash us. You know, we just take it for granted, like, you know, he's just going to do it. No, he isn't. That's why a lot of us is running out here crazy. It's all get out. I mean, flat out crazy, thinking the word of God is shaped in their images, man, and it's not. It's not. People doing any and everything and saying it's lost. But he said this, hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Again, he's begging for mercy. And then he said, create me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit. And why is it that he said renew? Where did renew come from? Born again? Is that what that came from? Let's see. Let's go into Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6.
Six and what?
Six and one.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Stop. So he said this. I was shaping in sin. He just got through repenting. Now we're going to go back and do it again. You see that? Shall we continue in the sins that we just repented from? Being born again, how can you? You see that? God forbid. If you're born again, you can't. It's impossible. Because you're not trying to get dirty. You're not trying to become filthy. We're not trying to become filthy. Not trying to become dirty. The point is, you ask the Lord to wash you from the sins that we've committed, creating us a new heart. Have mercy on us, and then he do, and then we go and sin again. God forbid. He have mercy on you enough to forgive your sins, and then we go and sin again. God forbid. Be it. Kiri.
Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That's like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also still walk in the newness of life.
In the newness of what?
Life.
There it is. Created me a what? A new heart, so I can walk in the newness of life after being born again of the water. See that? Do you see it? There go Adam right there, being brought out of the water. See it? New creature, brand new. No sin's perfect. That's who you are when you get baptized in the name of Jesus. You become, for a brief moment, flawless. And then the world come in, try to make you dirty, and you got to fight to keep all of your garments as clean as you possibly can. Because I try to tell everybody, keep your sins at a minimum. That presumptuous and that willful, you don't want it. You don't want it. Walk
Even so, we should walk in the newness of life, born again. Born again. That's how you're born again, of the water. You brought out of that water like you came into this world and the water broke, just like you just came out of the baptism like the water broke. Same thing. You're born again. He that is born of the water, you must be born of the water and of the spirit. In order for you to be born again, only Jesus would be talking to you in paradoxes and parables at the same time. And then hit you with it. And then say, hey, man, we're testifying of the things that we're seeing. No, and you're a master in Israel. You don't know these things. Then you need to sit down and be retaught. Continue.
Well, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve in sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over him. Mm-hmm. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign your mortal body.
There it is. So he said, just like Jesus was born again, you got to walk in that same newness. This is that thing. Go to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22.
Seeing ye purify your soul and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto you, unfeigned love of brethren, see that ye love one another. Brethren, that you see that ye love one another with pure heart.
Fervently.
Mm-hmm. Being born again, not of
being God. What?
Being born again.
So you are born again. Being born again. So he says, see that you have purified your souls and obeying the truth. That's what we read in Psalms 51. Created me a pure heart. How? Well, I'm going to forgive you of your sins. 21st century, you get in the water, you forgiven of your sins. Now I can write new things on you. You are now able to be born of the Spirit through the Word, because I can write new things on you. Seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, seeing that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Being born again, present tense. That's a present tense. That's not future. Being, not shall. Not was. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. There it is. That's what we read in Isaiah 55. You see how these brothers was talking about the whole Bible? You see that? They had read the whole. This is why I tell everybody, man, you got to read the whole Bible. If you haven't read the whole Bible, you need to be quiet. You really don't know what you're talking about. You don't. Especially being around someone who has read the whole Bible, and they hear things fall out of your mouth
And they're like, I know he, well, she didn't just say that. And people, I'm talking about people that posted had been in the Word for years. And I mean years. And you wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't even know it. Not by the conversation, not for the education in the book. You go and ask for an answer, God, and it ain't there. You get more lip service than action, than word. Got problems. Okay. Go to 1 John 2:29. 1 John. In fact, 28. 1 John.
28.
Yeah.
And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him.
Is what?
Born of him.
Read that again. Everyone that doeth righteous is what?
Born of him.
Is born present, not future, not past, now. Now, that's a present tense. See that? You must be born of the Spirit. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Other words, like he said in David, if you have mercy on me and wash me with snow, I will teach others of your mercies. There it is. So now everybody's seen that David was forgiven. They're like, man, well, the God of Israel got to be merciful. I'm in there. Even the sure mercies of David can't miss on that one. He created me a clean heart so I can do whatever. Yep. Yes, he would, because he said it. God can't lie. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. 3 and 7. In fact, let's pick this up at 3 and 4.
Who's ever committed a sin transgresseth also the law for sin in the transgressions of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither know him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
He just confirmed it. So if you're a sinner, that's all you are. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. Whosoever committed sin also transgresses the law, for sin is a transgression of the law, period. You know you're sinning against God. You know you're breaking the word of God. You can convince the world where you at, like you fronting or whatever, but the book tells us in 1 Kings that in 1 Kings 8 that every man know the plagues of his own mind. Stop. That's that front, man. That's that them lies and them hypocrisies that we don't want. You know, people to know about us. So we put this facade on. Like we some kind of super saint or holy roller or something, you know, and it's all BS, truth be told. Your best you well, you know who your best you is. Nobody can be you but you. Read on.
He hath committed sin in the devil. He that committed sin is sin of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning.
He that what?
He that committed sin of the devil of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he would destroy the works of the devil.
That's sinners and people that commit sin. There it is. He said, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil committed sin, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Whoever is born of God doth not sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest. In the children of the devil, whosoever maketh not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother.
There it is. So now he said, whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. We took this scripture and tried to equate that with St. John chapter 3 and 7, and that's not possible because he's talking about the now. He's talking about the now. You see, this is that. So, whosoever born of God, you have not commit sin. You can't commit sin because you know what the law is. Okay, there it is. If you commit sin, then you are of the devil. That's all to it. We make choices. We have to choose if we're serving God or not. We got that old between that gray area. He removed it. He used to wink at those things, but it's not like that anymore. He said, the time is far spent. The night is far spent. It is almost over. For real. This ain't a future tense. This is now. Why? Because he said he cannot sin because he is born of God. Once again, in this, the children of God are present tense, manifest. In the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. There it is, present tense. Whosoever doeth, not shall doeth, or hasn't, doeth not righteousness is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. This is that thing. So whosoever is born of God can't sin, man. It's just the way it is. Like I said, man, you know, well, you know, you don't love your brothers because, you know, you don't forgive them. No, that ain't true. That's just it. I do love them, and I did. I do forgive them. I just don't put them in positions that I have to forgive them again. So this is that thing, man. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. That's all to it. 1 John chapter 4. In First John chapter 4 and verse 6.
We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of the truth and the spirit of error. Believe of love. Let us love one another. For love is God. Everyone that loveth is born of God. And know God.
See, this is the thing, man. If you don't believe that you're born again now, it's very well that you may be some of those people that have no problem judging your brothers and sisters for their sins that you don't know God may have had mercy on, so to say. You know, we may have heard something here or there, not really privy to the truth, but you might have heard something that may have been truthful, may not be truthful. But instead of taking a high road, which is usually the hardest, We take the low road and go ahead and then sin against God. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for God is of love. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. That's not future. That's now. That's now. You must be born again now if you know God. You know God? There it is. You're born again. See that? But then, once again, he said, we are of God. He that knoweth God hears us, because they've been born of God. They understand the spirit of being born again. This is not a physical thing to them. They understand that your mind has to be reshaped. It says this, he said, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Good and evil. But get this, he said, but beloved, let us love one another, for the love of God is, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God. Now, present tense. Not tomorrow, not next week, now. 1 John chapter 5 and 1.
Whoever believeth Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loveth him and that beginneth his begat loveth him, and also that is begotten of him.
Now read that again.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loveth him begat loveth him also begotten of him. By this we know that we love we love the children of God. We love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we could keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Stop. So he said this, he said, pay attention to this, man. You can't overcome the world unless you've been born again. You can't overcome the world unless you've been born again of the Spirit. You got to be born in your mind. You got to reshape this head, or else you're still in the world. You can't overcome the world if you're still in it. The idea is that you overcome it because you're no longer in it. You're on the outside looking in. God was on the outside looking in. He was in the tabernacle outside the camp looking in. And he said, if you want to seek me, you got to be on the outside looking in, because that's where I'm at. See that? Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. How so? Once again, the reiteration is this, is that we got to do something. We got to do something in order to be born again. We got to do what? Keep the commandments. We got to keep the commandments. And this is that thing. Whosoever believes that Jesus is Jesus Christ, wait a minute, read this, look at this, 5:1. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, born again. Right there. How are we putting together entire lessons against the truth? How do we get to that? Now we're missing on the very things that's supposed to complete us and making a transformation. We haven't even gotten it through the gate because we're teaching against something that's vital to our transformation, from becoming flesh, that's vital to our transformation from becoming flesh to spirit, both physically and spiritually, and both spiritually to spiritually, or to say carnally to spiritual. This is that thing. 5:18.
You know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he can. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not.
So if you're born of God, you ain't sinning. You're not sinning against God, and you keeping yourself. He that is born of God, he that is begotten of him and received of God, that's born of God, keep himself. See that? You got to be born again, man. You got to be born again. You got to be born again. You got to have a brand new planet inside your head. We got to be born again, and we got entire lessons on just that. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into I really want to say Isaiah. Ezekiel 11 and 19. But I'm not going to get to that. Ezekiel 11 and 19.
And I will give them one heart, and I will put. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh. And we'll give them a heart of flesh.
See that? I'm going to take that old heart, and I'm going to give you a brand new one. It ain't got nothing to do with you being changed. It got everything to do with your mind being changed. You being turned into him. You being turned into a servant. I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. You're going to love the brotherhood. You're not going to be out there persecuting this person or that person. You know, if that person is what they are, your thing is to stay away from them. You know, your thing is, okay, that's between you and God. I'm out. I ain't got to go around and testify against nothing. Why? Because their actions speak louder than words. People test, they don't realize it, but you're a testimony unto yourself. And God said, I will give them one heart, I will put a new spirit within you, and take out the heart of sin, because you asked him to, you prayed the Lord to please wash your heart and give me a heart, renew into me a right spirit. You prayed for that. Forgive me for all my sins. You asked the Lord to have mercy on my sins. Then he said, I'm going to take that stony heart out of you because I heard your prayers. I'm going to forgive you all your sins, and I'm going to put a new spirit within you. And I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36 and 26. Got a couple more after this. We ain't going to overdo it. Because we got a lot more to this.
36 and 26.
Yes, sir.
A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put it within you. And I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk with God. Walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them.
See that? Now let me read this back to you. To them do and judgments my
keep, shall ye, and statutes of mine walk in. To you calls you within spirit, mind, put will I in. See, so I will put my spirit within you, and I will cause you to walk in my spirit, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Then he just, then we read that in John. He said, those that keep my commandments, I'm going to get, he said, this is those that have been born again. You born again, you're going to keep the commandments. You're not going to sin against God. You see why? Because he gave you a brand new spirit. You can't do it. You can't even cheat nobody. In fact, read 36 and 25. Ezekiel 36 and 25, I didn't give full respect to this scripture that this brother had wrote for us. In fact, read 25, 26, and 27.
Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them.
See that? I will sprinkle what? Clean water. You see, this is that thing. I'm going to sprinkle upon you clean water. What do we mean? Go into Ephesians chapter 5 and 26. 5 and 26.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
See, you gotta be washed. He said, create in me a clean heart, wash me thoroughly with hyssop, wash me thoroughly with your word. That he may sanctify, that's what he said, may sanctify, same thing David prayed for, cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. This is that thing. Continue. 27.
That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, any such thing that it shall be, holy without blemish. So all men to love their wives as their own bodies. That's good.
So he said that I may wash it thoroughly and wash your sins off of you, that I may present you in perfect linen, not looking like you just crawl out the bed without wrinkle or spot. I should say, looking like you just crawled out of a garbage can without wrinkle or spot. St. John chapter 7 and 37. And we're going to leave this here because I think we got the scriptures.
Oh, God, St. John.
John 7. And 37.
On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, and the scriptures have said out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Or the word of God. He said, I'm going to wash you with the word. Thoroughly. David said, please don't take away your Holy Spirit from me. And he said, he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. So we want to thank, look ahead. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I just want to say this, people. Being born again is a lot more than just
talking about getting a change of body. That's a process, man. That's a process. You got to first get your head straight. You got to repent. Then, like the scripture said, you got to be baptized. After you repent, then you got to be baptized. Don't get baptized and then repent. You got to repent before you get baptized. That's also being born of the water. God willing, we live. We'll be back here next Tuesday dealing with just that. Being born of the water, the baptism. Amen. So with that being said, you got any questions, Jeff? You good? All right, man. Well, good job reading. Yeah. And I got to have you back on that. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. It comes just
right on time.
Right on time. And as we say here, at the sounds of living waters, do what? Read your Bibles. Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.